إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our eighth session or our eighth lecture dealing with the topic of Iman or faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon the book of Al-Hafidh Ahmed ibn Ali Al-Hakami rahimahullah, that is Alam al-Sunnah al-Manshura li-i'tiqad al-Ta'ifa al-Najiyah al-Mansura. And tonight, we want to continue in our discussion concerning some of the matters related to the details of al-Iman billahi, yani having faith in Allah. What does it entail? What are the things that we need to know about it, and how can we understand it better? So that if we understand it better, inshallah, we can live by it in the way that will benefit us both in this life and in the hereafter. Before we go into the questions that we want to discuss this evening, we want to look back quickly over the two matters that we discussed last week based upon question number 53 and question number 54 and the few extra questions that we added yani based upon our discussion last week. So we want to look at those questions just quickly, and then inshallah we'll go to the following questions starting with question number 55. So first, the first question that we took last week is ما مثال الأسماء الحسنى من القرآن. What is the example of الأسماء الحسنى, the beautiful names from the Quran? What is an example of some of the beautiful names of Allah, الأسماء الحسنى, that came in the Quran? From what the Shaykh mentioned. Now, anybody? Examples of الأسماء الحسنى from the Quran. Now, Sadiq. إنه كان لطيف خبير جيد لطيف خبير. اللطيف is what? Kind, gentle. نعم. الخبير صدو. نعم. الخبير all aware. جيد. Another example. What else came in the Quran? نعم. إبراهيم. طيب. جيد جيد جيد. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. نعم. السميع all hearing. البصير all seeing. جيد. Another example from the Quran. نعم. إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما. العزيز, what is the meaning of العزيز? The mighty. الحكيم all wise. نعم أخي. What's your name?
جمال.
جمال. نعم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Na'am. What is the meaning of Ar-Rahman? Or some of its meaning? Merciful. Gracious. Na'am. Ar-Rahim? Especially merciful. Merciful. Na'am. Merciful to the believers? Exclusively in the hereafter? Na'am. Tayyib. Khair. These are some examples, and the Shaykh gave a lot of examples. What is important is that we begin to actively identify, make note of, and try to understand the meaning. Yani, what are the names of Allah that are clear in the Quran? What are their meanings? And begin to try to understand how we apply it to ourselves. How do we utilize them to worship Allah, to be obedient to Him, to call upon Him, and so on. Second question, number 54. What are examples? ما مثال الأسماء الحسنى من السنة? An example or examples of the beautiful names of Allah from the Sunnah. From the Sunnah. Shaykh gave a lot of hadith. I think he gave 8 hadith that we mentioned last week. One of them. General meaning, or the, something that came from it. Names of Allah, beautiful names of Allah from the Sunnah. Anybody remember? Now, Siddiq.
Ya
Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Okay, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. What does it mean of Hayy? What does it mean of Hayy? Ever living, all living, perfect life now. The one who has perfect life, Al Qayyum.
Everlasting.
Okay, what else? How else can you define it? Al Qayyum. Yani the one who maintains everything in the heavens and the earth. Who everyone is dependent upon for their needs, and he is independent of everyone and everything. And in that way you said what? He is ever?
Everlasting,
eternal, naam. Tayyib, another one, any other name, came in the Sunnah last week, the Shaykh mentioned. Naam. Muqallib al-Qulub. Bil-Idafa. Muqallib al-Qulub. What does it mean?
Control
of the heart. So we'll come back to it, inshallah. Naam. Any other one? Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram. Naam. What is the meaning of Zal Jalal wal Ikram?
The owner of honor and majesty.
The owner of honor and majesty. Honor and majesty. Okay, naam. Anyone else? Anyone else? Tayyib, we'll come back to them in the following questions, inshallah. Come back to them. Tayyib, we had extra questions that are not from the book. What are some of the meanings of the name Muqeet from Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, and Al-Imam Al-Tabari? Meaning of the name Al-Muqeet. Naam, Abdul Malik.
Carefully surrounding and comprehending?
I didn't hear the first word. Carefully, you're saying? Carefully surrounding and comprehending. That's muhit, not muhit, muqit. Muqit, with qaf. Ya ta. Muqit. Naam, muhit, you're giving me. Naam.
Powerful.
Nourisher of everything. Naam. Al-Imam Tabari said Al-Qadiyya. He said it means Qadiyya. It means powerful. Naam. Ibn Abbas said Hafiz, which means? Guardian, protector. Naam. Preserver. Naam. And Mujahid said? Shahidun Hasibun. What does it mean of Shahid? Witness. Naam. Hasib? Hasib. Yawm al-Hisab. The one who takes account. Naam. Who reckons the people on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Naam. Tayyib. This particular name, the reason why I mentioned it is because it is an example of how some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been defined in various different ways by different scholars. And sometimes the meanings are not crystal clear, not easy to define. So sometimes when we see a name, you might find one scholar explaining it one way and another scholar explaining it slightly different. Sometimes a name may contain many meanings. So we're just looking at sometimes how these names might possibly contain multiple various meanings, and we need to understand it thoroughly. That's part of yani ihsa. That's part of enumerating the names of Allah, that is identifying them, understanding their meanings, and then trying to apply them. Tayyib, next question. Mention the supplication containing the greatest name of Allah from question 54. And there was a hadith that mentions that there is a name which is the greatest name of Allah. And who can give us naam?
Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. La ilaha illa anta. Wahdaka la sharika laka. Al-mananu. Ya bidi as-samawati wal ard. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أمين أمين يا حيو يا قيوم
ما شاء الله
يا حيو يا قيوم إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. This is a supplication that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم heard a man supplicating with in his tashahud in salat, and he said to his companions, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his companions, do you know what he is supplicating with? They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu wa A'lam. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. لَقَدْ دَعَ اللَّهِ بِإِسْمِهِ الْعَظِيمِ And in some of the narrations he said, بِإِسْمِهِ الْأَعَظَمِ الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِعَ بِهِ أَجَابَ وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى I swear by the one in whose hand is my life. Indeed, he has called upon Allah with his greatest name. Which if he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is supplicated by this name, he will answer. Guaranteed. And if he is asked for something by this name, he will give it. Guaranteed. Isn't this a supplication worth knowing? No. It's in the Fortress of the Muslim. Naam. It's in the Fortress of the Muslim. Does anybody remember which number it is? In the Fortress of the Muslim? Supplication number 64. In the Fortress of the Muslim. So in the section of Salat, the dua that is said after At-Tashahud Al-Akhir, Qabla As-Salam. So this is a supplication that we should give attention to. And the meaning of that supplication, by the way, brother, mashallah, the meaning of the supplication is that the person, he said that, O Allah, I ask you, based upon the fact that alhamd, the praise belongs to you, that you are the one who, there's none that deserves the worship except you, alone, without any partner. Al-Mannan, the one who gives a lot. Ya badi' as-samawati wal-ard, O the one who originated, created the heavens and the earth. Ya dhal jalali wal karam. O the one who is, the one who possessed, the owner of al-jalal wal-ikram, majesty and honor. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. The one who has perfect life. The one who everything, who sustains everything. He said, after mentioning these names, inni as'aluka al-jannah. Wa'udhu bika min al-nar. I ask that I ask from you the jannah. And I seek refuge in you from the hellfire. What a supplication. What a supplication. A supplication that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever asks Allah, yani, with the name that is mentioned in this, Allahu A'lam, which name it is. Many of the scholars said, Hayyu Qayyum. This is one of the strongest opinions of the scholars. That in this supplication is mentioned, Ya Hayy, Ya Qayyum. And Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, Hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them, he said, that this is one of the strongest sayings of the opinions of the scholars. And the other strong opinion of the scholars is that the name, the greatest name of Allah, it is Allah. Love the Jalala, Allah. Naam. And Allah knows best, but there's a lengthy discussion about it, and we didn't talk about it last week, but I mentioned it, I hinted at it. And I do want to at least mention the saying of Shaykh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz concerning this, when he commented on this, research by Shaykh Abdul Razak. Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, commenting on this, he said, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, that which is correct, as-sawab, the most correct view concerning this, is that al-azam in this hadith, it means al-azim, yani the greatest. It means that which is great, magnificent. And that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them are husna. All of them are azimah, great and magnificent. So whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any one of them, but how though? Sadiqan, mukhlisan, saliman min al-mawani', rujiyat ijabatuhu. That whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any one of his names, and all of them are azim, but asks him truthfully, sincerely from their heart, and being free from anything that prohibits supplication from being answered, like their food being haram, and their drink being haram, and their clothing being haram, and being sustained by haram. Free from these mawani, the things that prohibit supplication from being accepted, he said, whoever asks Allah with any one of these names, sadiqan, truthfully, mukhlisan, sincerely from their heart, ikhlas, saliman min al-mawani, free from any of the things that prohibit supplication from being responded to, it is hoped that it will be answered. And this is what, this understanding that the Shaykh Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah mentions here, he said this is what is indicated by the ikhtilaf of the hadith concerning this particular subject. Meaning, there are some hadith which mention in them Al-Ahad As-Samad, and some of them mention Hayyu Qayyum, and so on. The Shaykh said, due to the ikhtilaf and the hadith that is narrated concerning this, this is an indication that it's not one specific name. Rather, it is any of the great names of Allah. Whoever calls on Him by that name, Sadiqan, Mukhlisan, Saliman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer them, because all of the names of Allah are Husna, and all of the names of Allah are Azeem, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who grants success. I wanted to read that because the subject is important. This particular subject is very important. And the last question, extra question. Mention the supplication which is recited, which will protect you from all harm in the earth and heavens. This supplication was from the third hadith that the Shaykh mentioned, and the question number 54, and it's in the Fortress of the Muslim, supplication number 86. Naam. No, keep going. Don't stop there. You're good. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismi shay'un wa la fi as-samaa'i wa as-samii' al-'aliim. Wa huwa as-samii' al-'aliim. Naam. This supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites this 3 times in the morning when they wake up, or 3 times in the evening, meaning at the time of the adhkar as-sabah wal masa, time of adhkar as-sabah wal masa, the words of remembrance of morning and evening, the preferable time for them is after the Fajr prayer. After praying the Fajr prayer, up until sunrise. That's the best time for it. And in the evening, after performing the Asr prayer, up until sunset. That's the best time for it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites this 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, nothing will cause harm to them. يعني بسم الله الذي لا يضر ما اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع البصير عليم. That is with the name of Allah, that you're supplicating, seeking refuge in Allah by His name, which whoever supplicates with it, nothing in the earth or in the heavens will cause harm to them. Nothing in the heavens and the earth will cause harm to them. So this is also a supplication worthy of memorization. And the last question is, mention a supplication for firmness of the heart upon Allah's deen. The supplication for firmness of the heart upon Allah's deen. And this supplication we also mentioned. I think we sent out the supplication in case the person didn't find it. Now, Ya Ibrahim. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. What does it mean? Naam. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub. O the one who changes or turns the hearts. Make my heart firm. Keep my heart firm upon your deen. And in another narration of that hadith, it's also authentically reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, and in another supplication similar to that, Ya Musarrif al-Qulub. Sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. O the one who turns the hearts. Turn out my heart. Turn our hearts upon obedience to you. And these are supplications amongst many that have been authentically reported from the Prophet ﷺ. And the greatest benefit of this discussion that we're having and this study that we are doing is that we actually apply these things to our lives. If you can't memorize it, no problem. Write it out. Photocopy it. Do something, carry it with you and supplicate with it. Don't allow a day to go without using these supplications. SubhanAllah. Can you afford it? Do you have such luxury that you are not in need of it? Allahumma musta'an. We are definitely in need. So, with that, naam. With that,
Is there a differentiation between an attribute and a title, like in Ya Muqallib?
Naam, there's a difference, inshallah. We'll discuss some of it, but there's a lot of difference of opinion amongst the scholars concerning some of these matters. So, some of them we will cover in a little bit of detail, and some of them we'll just pass by. But there's no doubt that some of the scholars have views concerning what actually is considered to be a proper name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what are just descriptions that He is described with in the Qur'an or in the Sunnah. And from amongst them, in passing, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen made it clear in his collection, his selection of what he considered by his ijtihad to be 99 of the names of Allah, from the Quran and Sunnah that he did not include in it any names that are in idafa, yani compound names like this, like Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard, Rabb al-Samawati wal-Ard, Muqallib al-Qulub, names like this. He didn't include any in his collection. Although his Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'adi, he did include some of them. So it's a matter of difference of opinion, but we'll talk about it inshallah as we come to some of those points. Tonight we want to start with question number 56. And I wanted to mention, but for the sake of time, we'll pass for another time. Maybe Allah open a way for us to discuss in some detail some of the important reasons why we should give real attention, we should give careful attention, we should give care to studying this subject of the names of Allah, learning them, understanding them, studying the principles related to them. Why is this so important? Okay, Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad, may Allah protect and preserve both of them, he mentioned in his book of supplications a chapter dealing with this subject of the importance of studying al-asma wa sifat. And he mentioned 5 points. 5 reasons from amongst many why this is important and we should give extreme care to it. But it will take some time to mention them. So not for tonight, inshallah, another time we'll try to mention them. And, you know, if we have time in the end, and I don't think we will, maybe we'll mention one or two of them or whatever we might have time to do. But there's, have no doubt that this is a subject that's important. A person must give it care. Don't imagine that I don't need all of that, any detail. I just know these are Allah's names, that's enough for me, I don't need to know anymore. No, you need to know them, you need to understand them, you need to know how to use them, you need to know the principles governing them. You have to know this. Because this is from the foundations of Islam. Yani, this is from the Tawheed, which is the core of Islam. Tawheed. This is Tawheed. Naam. There's Tawheed Ilahiyah, right? There's Tawheed Rububiyah, and there's Tawheed Al-Asma wa Sifat. This is critical, critical for every Muslim to know and to understand. And to reflect upon, and to give your heart and your mind over to, and give attention to it, and give it time, and work with it. And don't push it on the side like it's something secondary, subsidiary, insignificant. Rather, it is extremely significant, if the people only knew. And the Shaykh, as I said earlier, in previous class, he has given a lot of attention to this aspect of Tawheed over the others. Not because it's the most important, but perhaps because it's the most misunderstood. The most important aspect of Tawheed, if we want to say one is more important than the other, is what? The application of the Tawheed. Tawheed al-Ilahiyyah, Ubudiyyah. Naam, the worship of Allah. But however, Tawheed al-Ubudiyyah is based upon the Tawheed of Rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. It is because of the Rububiyyah of Allah and the Asma and Sifat of Allah that we worship Him. This is the very reason why we worship Him. And this is important that we understand. So in question number 55, the Shaykh says, عَلَى كَمْ نَوْعٍ دَلَالَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى. Yani, how many are the types of indications of the beautiful names of Allah? Yani, al-asma al-husna, the beautiful names of Allah, the perfect names of Allah. They indicate, they point to, they direct us to other meanings or different things in different ways. There are different ways that they point to things. Okay? There are different ways that they point to things. So the Shaykh is saying here, how many are the ways, how many are the types of the indications of the names of Allah? And in the names of Allah, point, direct, they indicate things in various ways, in more than one way. He said, how many are the ways of the, or the types of the indications? هِيَ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةَ عَنْوَى. That there are three types, he said. Three types of indications. In the translation of the book, he says categories. No problem, we can say categories. But I prefer the word type, because the Shaykh used two different words in two questions back to back. In question 55, he said, anwa, kam naw'in. And in the question 57, he said, qismin, kam qismin. So there's a difference between naw and qism. So we're saying types here, and later we will look at the qism, meaning the divisions, that those types may be divided into divisions. Okay, anyway, inshallah, hopefully it will become clear as we go along. عَلَى كَمْ نَوْعٍ دَلَالَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى. How many are the types of indications of the beautiful names of Allah? He said there are three types. دَلَالَتُهَا عَلَى الذَّاتِ مُطَابَقَةً. That one type of the indications of Allah's names is that they direct or they point to or they indicate that al-ilahi, yani the divine being, Allah's divine person. They point directly to Allah's that mutabaqatan, yani by way of conformity, meaning. And also I should say here that the Shaykh Hafiz al-Hakami rahimahullah has given one explanation of the three types of indications of Allah's names, and al-Imam Ibn Qayyim has given a slightly different explanation of these three types. There's no contradiction between them, but they have explained it differently. Okay, and Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah seems to follow the explanation of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. In any case, this is what the Shaykh has mentioned here. He has mentioned three types. The first type is mutabaqa, conformity, that they point to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine being, to Allah's divine person. And the types of indication are either pointing to Allah's that, His divine being, or they're pointing to His sifat, His characteristics, descriptions or qualities. They're either pointing to Allah Himself, His divine being, or they're pointing to His characteristics that describe Him, His qualities. Okay, so he's saying here, mutabaqatan, they point to, by conformity, to Allah's that. This means that the expression, whatever name of Allah, whether it's Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, whichever name it is of Allah, that expression points to the very one who is named with it, the one who is given this name, that is Allah. It's pointing to Him. The name points to Him. A name points to a person. If you say, Jameel, I'm talking about a particular person, that name points to Jameel, the brother whose name is Jameel. So Allah's names point to Him. Every one of them point to Him. Every one of His names, the 99 or more than 99, Allah has many names. All of them point to Him. When you say any one of the names of Allah, you know it's pointing directly to Allah Himself. That is one type of indication, mutabaqatan, points to Allah Himself. وَدَلَالَتُهَا عَلَى الْصِفَاتِ الْمُشْتَقَّ مِنْهَا. And also, another type of indication is the names pointing to or indicating the sifat, the characteristics or the qualities, the descriptions or the meanings of those names that are directly derived from the name itself. That are directly derived from the name itself. Meaning that the name first and foremost by mutabaqa, by conformity, it points directly to Allah's that. When you say that name, you immediately think of Allah. But in addition to that, in another way he said, تضمنا, by تضمن, it also not only points to Allah's that, but it also points to the sifa al-mushtaqqa minha, yani it points to the characteristic that is derived from that expression. Meaning that the names of Allah are not only names, proper names, but they are also descriptions of Allah. Every one of Allah's names is not only a name that He's called by, but contained within that name there's also a description. What do we mean by that? That Allah's name Ar-Rahman, that's His name, right? And within it there's a meaning, a sifa, and that sifa is Rahmah. So Allah's name is Ar-Rahman, and He is described from within that name with the description of Rahmah, being merciful. Allah's name is Al-Alim, right? And within that name, there's a sifa, a description, a quality, a meaning that's derived from the expression, and that is Al-Ilm. So Allah's name is Al-Alim, and we know from that, that one of His descriptions is what? That He has Ilm, knowledge. Naam. And Allah's name is Al-Hakim. And from the name Hakim, we extract a meaning or a sifa, a characteristic, and that is from Al-Hakim, Al-Hikmah, Hikmah. That Allah is the one who's described with having Hikmah, wisdom, and so on. Okay? So these are two of the types of indications. That is, mutabaqa, conformity, that when you hear any of the names of Allah, it immediately points to His divine being. And secondly, the second type is the indication by tadammun, that is by implication or inclusion. Yani the name implies a characteristic, or it includes within it a characteristic. And that is one of the ways of the Allah's names indicating, they point to the description or the quality or the characteristic that that name implies or includes within it. And that is called by tadammun, that it indicates one of his characteristics. And the third type is dalalatuha ala sifat allati mashtaqat minha iltizaman. That is, the names of Allah, every one of them also point to other characteristics which are not directly, linguistically derived from that name. They are not directly, linguistically derived from that name. They are not derivatives of the name, but rather they point to those other characteristics, iltizaman, meaning by necessity, meaning this name by necessity. It also points to some other meanings that are not directly derived from that name, but by necessity, if Allah is Al-Alim, then He must also have other characteristics besides knowledge. Okay, and we will see how that actually works. Meaning that this every name of Allah necessitates other meanings besides the meaning that is directly linguistically extracted or derived from it.
Can you recap that third one? Was that seen?
In the example, inshallah, it will become crystal clear. I'll say it again. Yani, one of the third type of indication of the names of Allah, another indication, they point first to Allah's divine being, His that. This is called mutabaqa. Yani by conformity. They also point to the meaning that it contains within it, that is implied by it, that is the direct meaning that comes from that name, the characteristic that is within that name. And thirdly, by necessity, yani if we accept this name and what it means, by necessity, it also requires that we apply to Allah other characteristics that have to go with it. We will see that there are some things that have to go with it by necessity. Okay, the Shaykh gives the example of Ar-Rahman Rahim. Inshallah, we'll give other examples that will make it crystal clear. One of the examples that we will mention, that just to help you a little bit before we go to the next question, is that if Allah is Al-Khaliq, the Creator, right? That means there's a characteristic that He's described with, the characteristic of creating, right? But by necessity, if He creates, there must be some other characteristics that He have in order to create. He couldn't create if He didn't have power, right? He couldn't create if He didn't have knowledge, right? He couldn't create if He didn't, like, and so on, right? So that means by necessity, there are other characteristics that have to go along with this one. So every name of Allah also points to other characteristics by necessity. Even though you don't see it in the linguistic meaning of the word. But by necessity, if you reflect on it, you will find that by necessity, this also has to be one of the characteristics of Allah. Is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Shaykh, he gives, the next question is the examples for this, so that it really becomes clear. He says, and by the way, yani, the second type of dalala, or indication of Allah's names, the second type is called tadammun. Tadammun means that the name of Allah implies something or it includes within it something. Okay? So examples of that I mentioned, and more examples is, for example, Al-Alim contains within it ilm, right? That He has knowledge. He's described with knowledge. Al-Hakim means that He has the description of hikmah, of wisdom, right? Al-Qadir means that within it is the description that He has qudra, yani power, ability, like this, okay? So that every name, it's a name of Allah that He's called by. But it's also, more than that, it also tells us something about His descriptions. And the Shaykh says, this is not so for the creatures, for the human beings. This is for Allah alone. That His name is also indicating to us at least one of His descriptions. But our names may not be so. Right? A person's name might be Muslim. His name might be Mu'min. But he may be far from that. His name might be, I'm trying to mention names that I don't see anybody here. Because I almost said something by mistake. Because we don't want anybody to think that we're talking about you, right? Allahu musta'an. Taib, next question. Sheikh says, by the way, Now, before I go to the next question, I want to mention that Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that in reference to these types of indications from the names of Allah, he said that they are three. And he said they are mutabaqah and tadammun and iltizam. But he explained them a little bit different. He said, and this is just as a note, don't worry about it, but it's just as a note, because some scholars see it this way. He said that the names of Allah point to His that was sifa bil mutabaqah. Yani bil mutabaqah, he said, by conformity, it doesn't just point to His that, it points to His that and His sifa at the same time. He called that mutabaqah. Pointing to His divine being and the sifa that's within the name together, he called that mutabaqah. And he said, it points to one of them, His divine being or the sifa that's within the name, one or the other of them, by tadamman. That's what he called tadamman. Pointing to one or the other of them. And iltizam, he said, is the same. By necessity, it points to other characteristics. So the difference here is that the Shaykh Hafiz al-Hakami, rahimahullah, is saying that mutabaqah means it points to Allah's that, and tadamman means it points to Allah's sifa, His characteristic. But Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim is saying that بالمطابقة points to His that and His sifa together. And تضم means it points to one of them separately, either one or the other. We're not going to worry so much about that. I'm just mentioning it as a point, because maybe you will read, for example, Al-Qawaid Al-Muthla by Shaykh Al-Muhammad Ibn Salih Uthaymeen, and you will see that the way he explains these three types of indications is the way of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim, a little bit differently. So you might become confused unless you know that some of the scholars in the Ijtihad, they have explained it a little bit differently. But in any case, the main thing is what? That the names of Allah indicate, they either point to His that, or they point to His sifa, the characteristic or quality that's contained within that name. Or it may point to them separately, or it may point to them together. That's the real point. That it points to His that, point to His sifa. Points to them together, or points to them separately. Either way, however the scholars have explained it. Okay, what is the example of this? Of these three types of indication? First type of indication is what? Mutabaqah. Mutabaqah what means what? According to Hafiz al-Hakami, rahimahullah, mutabaqah means that the name of Allah, any name of Allah, al-Alim, al-Hakim, al-Kabir, al-Azim, whichever one of those names, it points to Allah's that, His divine being. When you hear that name, you know you're talking about Allah. That's mutabaqah. That's what Shaykh Hafiz al-Hakami says. He said, tadamman means that it points to the sifa, the characteristic or the quality that is within that name, that is derived directly from the linguistic meaning of the name. Okay? Ar-Rahim contains what characteristic? Rahmah, mercy. Al-Hakim contains what character or quality? Hikmah, wisdom, like this. Okay? So, he says, مَا مِثَال ذَلِكَ يعني, give an example. What is the example of this? يعني, of each of these types of indications of the names of Allah. That they point to things in three different ways. What is the example of these three different ways that the name of Allah gives us some indication or some pointing to something, to Allah's that or to His sifa? The example of that, he said, Ismuhu ta'ala ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the Shaykh, he mentions ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He says his name, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this is suggesting to us that these two names almost have the same meaning. Both of them are from the same root. Although they are two different names, but their meanings are very, very close. The meanings are very, very close. Both of them are derived from the same root meaning in Arabic language. So he said, the example of this is his name. We're going to use this name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, as an example to explain the three types of indications. And these indications are applicable to all the names of Allah, every single one of them. He said, this name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, يَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَاتِ الْمُسَمَّى. Yani that this name, it points to, it indicates, it points directly to the being who is given this name, who is named with this name. Here we're talking about what? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the name of Allah, Rahman Rahim, points to the one who is given this name, who is named with this name. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is by mutabaqah. Allah's name points to His that, His divine being. وَعَلَى السِّفَ الْمُسْتَقَّ مِنْهَا وَهِيَ الرَّحْمَةَ تَضَمُّنًا. And it also points, by تضمن, by way of تضمن, by implication or inclusion, it points to the sifa الْمُسْتَقَّ مِنْهَا. Yani it points to what? The meaning, the characteristic, the quality that is derived from that name. And in this case, the quality that's derived from that name is what? Ar-Rahmah. Mercy. By tadammun. It implies this, or it includes it within it. This meaning, this sifa, this characteristic or quality or description. وَعَلَى غَيْرِهَا مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ الَّتِي لَمْ تَشْتَقَّ مِنْهَا كَالْحَيَاةِ وَالْقُدْرَةِ الْتِزَامٍ. And it also points to or indicates other sifat, other characteristics, which are not derived from this name directly. It's not derived from it. For example, al-hayat, life, al-qudra, power or ability, by iltizam, by necessity. By necessity, the name ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by necessity, not only does it point to the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his that, but it also points to the sifa that is implied by it or included in it, that is ar-Rahmah, by tadammun and by iltizam. It also points to other characteristics which are not directly extracted or derived from it, such as al-hayat, life, and al-qudra, power or ability, by necessity. By necessity, Allah must be living and He must have power or ability in order to yani fulfill yani what is understood from this name ar-Rahman, this name ar-Rahim. The Shaykh says, وَهَكَذَا سَعِرُ أَسْمَائِهِ. And likewise, in the same way, we can apply these three types of indications from the names of Allah to the rest of His names. We can apply them. Okay? So, one of the examples that some of the scholars gave, and before I go on with the rest of his answer, I want to mention another example. He gave, some of the scholars gave the example of the name of Allah, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, Al-Khaliq. So, the first type of indication from the names of Allah, we'll apply it to it, that is mutabaqa. By mutabaqa, we say that this name Al-Khaliq, it points directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, his divine being. Al-Khaliq, when you say Al-Khaliq, who, when this name is referring to who? Allah. Naam. Secondly, by tadammun, what is the meaning or the characteristic or quality that is derived from the name Al-Khaliq? What is the characteristic that is derived from it? Khalq. Creating. That one of his descriptions that's understood from this name Khaliq is that he creates. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever he wills. Al-Khaliq directly tells us that he does this, that he has this description or this quality, that is of creating. And they said, that is by tadammun. By iltizam, by necessity, this name Khaliq also has to point to other meanings, such as al-hayat, that he has to be living in order to create, right? Because the people who don't believe in a creator, Allah asks them in the Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created from nothing or they create themselves? And that's the end of the discussion. You were created from nothing, and nothing created you, or you created your own self? When you were nothing. There's no answer, right? That means there must be a creator. So, in order for Allah to be the creator, He has to be living. Something that doesn't is dead, it can't create. So by necessity, He has to have the characteristic of al-hayat. And by necessity, He has to have the characteristic of ilm. How can He create without having knowledge of how to create? And of necessity, He must have the characteristic of al-qudra, power or ability. How can he create unless he has the power to create? Okay, a person may know how to do something, but they don't have the ability to do it, right? Aren't there people who know how to do something in their mind, intellectually, academically, but then when they try to actually implement it, doesn't come out right? Maybe the person read a lot of books about cars, he knows everything, he can tell you all the theories of mechanics, but if he tries to fix a car, he messes it up every time. Huh? So having knowledge is not sufficient. You also have to have the ability to apply that knowledge. And likewise, he has to have the characteristic of al-mashiyah, for example. That he has to have a will to create. Because there are some people who have the ability to do something, but guess what? They don't have the will to do it. They don't have any motivation. They have ability, but they're not motivated. So they do nothing. Aren't there people that have talents that Allah has given them and they do nothing with it? So he also has to have will. So these are some of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are understood by necessity from the name Al-Khaliq. He's the creator. He creates. He has to have life. He has to have knowledge. He has to have ability, has to have will, and so on, like this. Okay, this is an example that some of the scholars have given. And I'll give one more example, just for the sake of perfect clarity. The name of Allah, Al-Jawad. Al-Jawad. Does anybody know what Al-Jawad means? Give up good. Naam, the one who gives plentifully. Who gives good plentifully. Jawad, he gives a lot, plentifully, right? From this name we have Al-Jawd. That the person, that from the characteristics that are derived from Al-Jawad is that he's generous, he gives a lot. That's the characteristic that's directly derived from it. But also from the characteristics that may be derived from this name, not directly by tadammun, not implied or included within it, but by iltizam, by necessity, we would have to say that he is also, he has the quality of ghina, yani that he is rich. He is rich, he's without need. Because somebody who gives a lot means they are not in need. They are not afraid to give. Poor people, they don't give a lot. You have to have something to give, right? فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. The one who doesn't have something, he can't give it. He can't give it. The scholars of Islam said, don't ask the person who doesn't know. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلُ ذِكْرٍ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, ask the people who know. People who don't know, what can they give you? They don't know themselves. The one who doesn't have something cannot give it. So when you're in need of knowledge of your deen, you have to go to the what? The ulama, the scholars of Islam. You don't go to the guy on the internet or the guy in the down the corner. Huh? The locksmith or mechanic. Go to the mechanic, they know how to fix a car. But if you, the people who don't know, they, if you ask them, they may tell you anything. They make it up as they go along. But if he doesn't have it, he can't give it. So like for example, you have those people roaming around the lands, right? What do they call that? You know, the, what do they call it? No, I mean, what do they call it when they go out in the way? Yeah, what do they call that when they go out to? Jola, that's what I'm trying to think of, Jola. They are making Jola, they are going around. Wallahi, akhi. They had the brother stand up in front of the masjid near my house. He's a new Muslim. And he could barely read English. I mean, that's, we're not blaming him. They had him get up in front of the people and give a talk. They said, read from this book, read this chapter, these pages. And he doesn't know anybody. He's a new Muslim. He's just a Muslim, mashallah. He's in the masjid. They told him to do something good. He's trying to do something good. He doesn't know anything about Islam. And he's in front of the people teaching people. The one who doesn't have something cannot give it. This is pure nonsense, brother. Pure nonsense. Everybody has to talk though. That's the manhaj. Everybody in the team, your turn is coming. Even if you know or don't know anything, no matter, you're going to get up and teach the people. Teach them what? You don't have nothing to teach. You don't know nothing. You can't give nothing. This is nonsense. So Allah, Al-Jawad, He's the one who gives plentifully because, yani, that's what He does. And He has to be, yani, He has to be, yani, Kareem, the one who's Karam, yani, who's generous. Al-Birr, the one who gives, who does good. Al-Ihsan, and so on. These are some qualities that we know, the quality of Ihsan, the quality of Karam, the quality of Birr. These are qualities of the one who gives plentifully, who gives freely, who gives a lot. And all of the names of Allah, if a person reflect on them, you can find within it, first and foremost, the meaning that's directly included within it or implied by it, by tadammunan. And you will also find other meanings that are, yani, it points you to, by necessity, iltizamin. Now the Shaykh, he goes on to say, likewise, the rest of the names are also in the same way, we can apply these three types of indications, dalala, to all of the names of Allah. وَذَلِكَ بِخِلَافِ الْمَخْلُوقِ. But this is not so for the created beings. It's not so for the created beings, that these three types of indications are included in their names. It's not so for the human beings. Rather, this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. فَقَدْ يُسَمَّ حَكِيمًا وَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. He said a person may be, his name might be Hakim. And he's, the name means wise, right? But he might be Jahil, ignorant. Nah, that's a fact. A person's name might be Hakim and he's Jahil. Doesn't know anything. Or his name might be Hakaman, yani the just judge, an arbitrator, the judge between the people. وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ, while he's unjust. But his name is Hakam. And he himself is a zalim. His name could be Aziz, yani the one who's respected or noble. وَهُوَ ذَلِيل, while he is lowly and despised and contemptible. وَشَرِيفًا, maybe his name is Sharif, the one who's highborn, noble person. وَهُوَ وَضِيعًا, while he is low and inferior. Or his name could be Kariman, yani one who is generous and noble. وَهُوَ لَعِيم, while he is miserly and ignoble. Or his name might be Salihan, وَهُوَ طَالِح, his name might be mean, pious or righteous, but rather he is bad, he is wicked, he is evil, unrighteous. Or his name is Sa'idan, وَهُوَ شَقِي, yani maybe his name is Sa'id, which means he is happy or fortunate. And the Sa'idan, the people who will be Sa'idan, are the people of Jannah. And Shaqiyan, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, that this is decided by Allah while the person is in the womb. Sa'idan or Shaqiyan. That Sa'idan, he's happy, he's fortunate, he's the people from the paradise. But rather this person, his name is Sa'id, and there's nobody here named Sa'id that I know of. His name is Sa'id, and really he's Shaqi. He is not happy. He is not fortunate. He is unfortunate. He is wretched. He's from the people of hellfire. Naam. He's Sa'id, his name, but guess what? He doesn't make salat. Is he really Sa'id? He's not fortunate if he's not making salat. Naam. Or his name is Asadan, Hanzala, Al-Qama, walaysa kadhalik. Yani, people have names, the human beings have names that might not have any meaning that's applicable to them, as opposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His names are his names, and they are also his descriptions, his perfect descriptions. So the Shaykh says, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, free of all imperfections, and worthy of all praise. هُوَ كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ, he is just as he has described himself. وَفَوْقَ مَا يَصِفُهُ بِهِ خَلْقُهُ, and he is above what his creatures have described him with. Whatever we describe him with from ourselves, he is above that. But he is as he has described himself with. Naam. Naam. طيب. Next question. Question number 57. على كم قسم دلالة الأسماء الحسنى من جهة التضمن. Okay, we talked about three types of indications on the names of Allah, right? We said that they are مطابقة and تضمن and التزام. Now we want to talk about one of those types of indications, تضمن. تضمن, which type is it? It means that a name of Allah and implies or includes within it a meaning. A meaning that tells us something about his description or his characteristics or his qualities. That's tadammun. Contains within it a meaning that tells us something about his description or his qualities, his characteristics. Now, so we want to talk about tadammun. Now the Shaykh is saying, ala qam qism. Yani this type of indication, tadammun, it can be divided into divisions. This one type has divisions. And we're going to look at what are its divisions. He said, how many divisions? How many are the divisions of the indications of the beautiful names of Allah from the perspective of tadammun? We're looking at just one type, tadammun. How many are its divisions? The names of Allah from the perspective of tadammun. There are divisions of this type of indication. هِيَ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَىٰ أَقْسَامٍ. There are four divisions of tadammun in reference to the names of Allah and what they point to or indicate. The first of them is al-ism al-alam al-mutadamman li jami' ma'ani al-asma' al-husna wa huwa Allah. Yani the first division of this type of indication by tadammun, the first division is al-ism al-alam, yani the proper name, al-ism al-alam, the proper name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That name which contains within it, includes within it, all of the meanings of the beautiful names of Allah. Yani every name from the beautiful names of Allah, the meanings that are within them, the sifat that are within them, are contained within this one name. This name, it points to all of those meanings. Which name is that? Lafz al-Jalala, Allah. The divine expression, Allah. This is al-Ism al-Alam, the proper name of Allah. Meaning that is His first and foremost name. And all the other names are tabia, yani subject to it, following behind it. Rather, this is the most important name of Allah. Allah. And the other names, yani, contain meanings, all of which are within this name. That's what the Shaykh is saying here. For this reason, all of the other names of Allah come as sifat, characteristics or descriptions for this name, Allah. Like in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Hashr, 59th Surah, 24th Ayat, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ هُوَ اللَّهُ He is Allah. And now these other names come as what? Descriptions, characteristics that tell us more about Allah. Because all of these meanings are contained within the name Allah. هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ The Creator. الْبَارِئُ The Originator. الْمُصَوِّرُ The one who gives shape and form to that which He has created. نعم. And from the meanings that are contained within the name of Allah, we can look at any of the names of Allah, and whatever meanings they point to are contained within the name Allah. So he said, all of the other names of Allah come as characteristics or descriptions, yani adjectives describing or giving the meanings that are all contained within the name of Allah. وَنَحْوَ ذَلِكَ He said there are other ayats like this. And this name Allah never came تابعاً لغيره من الأسماء يعني it never came following subject to any of the other names of Allah rather all the names of Allah are subject to coming after secondary subsidiary to the name Allah يعني you do not find in the Quran nor in the Sunnah the name Allah coming to describe one of the other names that's why you say الحكيم العليم العظيم Al-Ali. That these are names of Allah. But you don't say, Allah is the name of Al-Halim. You don't say, Allah is one of the names of Al-Hakim. Rather you say, Al-Hakim is one of the names of Allah. And in and the Shaykh doesn't mention it, but I'll just point you to Ayatul Kursi, a very beautiful ayat that all of us should memorize. And we can read the tafsir, the Shaykh Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, gave, it's translated by Dr. Salih As-Salih, may Allah have mercy upon him also. One of the beautiful brothers, mashallah, wonderful brother, who did a lot of work, yani to establish the Sunnah and to translate books of Sunnah. And he wrote, he translated an explanation of Ayatul Kursi by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. And this ayat, Allah says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And in this ayah, there are five names of Allah mentioned, as Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen mentions. And there are how many sifat? I don't remember how many now. It's been a long time since I read it. Maybe 10 or 11 or 12 or something like that. Sifat. They're in one ayah of the Quran. Five names of Allah. What are the other names of Allah in this ayah? What are the other names of Allah in this ayah? Huh? Descriptions. Keep going. Give me the names. Huh? Huwa al-Ali al-Azim. Allah. Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum, Al-Ali, Al-Azim. Waiting for you to get to the end. أَصِيَ الْكُرْسِيَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ He said, Al-Ali, Al-Azim, نعم. جزاك الله خير. طيب. Okay, so this is the first one. The first division. The first division of the indication of the names of Allah from the perspective of tadammun, that which is implied or included within a particular name, is the name Allah within it, included within it, are all the meanings of all the names of Allah, al-asma al-husna. The second one is ma yatadammanu sifata dhatillah. Yani a name, right, that contains within it or implies a sifa of the dhat of Allah. A characteristic of Allah's dhat, His divine being. Yani, this is one of the divisions of what? Of the type of indication of Allah's names. That type is, we refer to as tadammun. Tadammun. That it implies something. So Allah's name implies all the meanings of His Asma al-Husna. And His names also, another type, is a name that contains within it a characteristic of his divine being, of his that. A characteristic of his divine being. What we mean by that? We mean a characteristic of his divine being that's inseparable from him, that's constant, ongoing. It's not from those characteristics that are connected to his mashiach, to his will, that he does whenever he wills. He may do from time to time, whenever he wills. No. We're saying these are the characteristics of his that, are the characteristics which are inseparable from him, that he is always described with, ongoing, from the beginning until the end, always was and always will be. So there are other types of characteristics, what? That are connected to his mashiach, to his will, that he does whenever he wills. We're not talking about that yet. We're talking about what? The characteristics that are not connected to his will, that he's always described with constantly, permanently. Okay? So what is that? He said, that which contains within it, a name that contains within it, a sifa of his divine being, Azza wa Jalla. Like his name, the name of Allah the Most High, As-Sami'. Right? They're all hearing. This name contains with it, in it, a sifa of his that. What is that sifa of his that? What is that characteristic of his divine being? His sam'uhu al-wasi'. Yani his vast hearing. His hearing that is vast. That covers all sounds. Every sound. And there's no difference with him whether it's something that is secret or something that is open. Sirran or alaniya. Somebody says something secretly or they say it openly. Doesn't make any difference. His hearing covers that. Whether they whisper it or they say it out loud. And like his name, Al-Basir, Al-Mutadamman, Basarahu, Al-Nafidh, Fi Jami Al-Mubsarat. Yani his name Al-Basir, the all, what? Seer, the all seer, the all seeing, that contains within it, or points to or indicates from his characteristics of his divine being, his piercing, penetrating sight, that nothing stops. A wall doesn't stop it. A curtain, a screen doesn't stop it. Darkness doesn't stop it. His sight goes through everything. And it sees everything that can be seen. Whether it is daqiq or jaleel. It's something subtle, yani fine, or something that's obvious and clear. And likewise, from amongst those names that indicate a characteristic of his divine being, is his name Al-Aleem. That contains within it or indicates what? His ilmuhu al-muhit. Yani his knowledge that is surrounding, encompassing everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Surah Al-Saba, 37th Surah, 3rd Ayat, لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرُ. That nothing escapes from him. Yani is gets away from him. Even mithqala dharratin, yani that which is equal to the weight of a small ant or an atom in the heavens or in the earth, or something that is smaller than that, or something that is greater than that. None of it is outside of his knowledge. And like his name, from the names that point to a sifa, a characteristic of his divine being, his name Al-Qadir, Al-Mutadamman Qudratahu. عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِجَادٍ وَإِعْدَامٍ. Yani his name Al-Qadir, the all-powerful, able, capable, that contains within it or indicates, yani points to his qudra, his power over everything, bringing things into existence and taking them out of existence and anything other than that. He has power over everything. This is the second division of this type of the indication of Allah's names by tadammun. The third division is ما يتضمن صفة فعل الله. Yani that which indicates or includes within it a sifa, a characteristic of the action of Allah. Yani the previous one is a characteristic of his divine being, his that. Yani that which is with him constantly, always, he's described with. And this type, this third division, is that which contains a sifa, a description of his action, like the name Al-Khaliq. What is the action that it indicates? Creating. The name Ar-Raziq. What is the action that it points to? Providing, sustaining. Al-Bari. And this one is a little bit difficult. Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari is similar. But it means Al-Bari, Al-Khaliq is the one who decides what he will create and how it will be. And Al-Bari is the one who actually brings it into existence. Al-Musawwir is the one who shapes and forms it. Puts that which he brought into existence together in however shape or form that he intends it to be. And he originating, bringing something to existence. And Al-Musawwir, the name Al-Musawwir also indicates what action? The one who gives shape and form to that which he brings into existence. And there are other names that indicate, that point to Allah's actions. And these are actions that Allah does whenever He wills. However He wills. And the last division of tadammun, al-rabi, is ما يتضمنوا تنزه تعالى وتقدسه عن جميع النقائص القدوس السلام. يعني that which points to التنزه والتقدس means that that which points to a name that points to our acknowledgement or our declaration that Allah is free from any imperfection, that Allah is free from any defect, that Allah is free from any shortcoming, that Allah is free from any ascription of evil. Allah is free of all of this. To declare Allah to be free of this. Yani names that prove that Allah is free from these things. Like, yani that Allah is free from what? Every type of defect or shortcoming or imperfection. Like Al-Quddus, the Holy One, As-Salam, the source of peace. And Allah knows best about these yani translations of these names. But in any case, Al-Quddus and As-Salam, as Shaykh Abdul Rahman As-Sa'di said, that Al-Quddus is like As-Salam, ينفيان كل نقص من جميع الوجوه. That both of them يعني negate every type of defect from any perspective that you want to look at it, from any way you look at it. ويتضمنان الكمال المطلق من جميع الوجوه. And they also contain within them يعني an indication, يعني the negation of every type of defect is an indication of total, absolute perfection. Yani that which has no defect is perfect. So these names negate every type of defect. And therefore, they indicate what? By necessity, perfection, absolute perfection. From any angle that you look at it. Because when defect is negated, this is the confirmation of perfection. And the Shaykh, he said more than that, but for the sake of time. Now. So these are the four divisions of this type of the indications of Allah's names by tadamman. That is, the first division is Allah's name, yani lafz al-jalal Allah, which includes within it, points to and directs us to the meanings of every one of His asma al-husna. Of all of them are included within the name of Allah. And the second type is that which contains within it, or points to, or indicates a sifa, a characteristic of His divine being. Like the name As-Sami', Al-Basir, Al-Alim, Al-Qadir. They indicate characteristics of Allah's divine being that are inseparable from Him. And the third type are those names which indicate a characteristic of His action, like creating, providing, and so on, of Allah's actions. And the last type are those names that indicate His being free of any imperfection, which in turn necessitates His perfection. And we have one more question, but we'll save it, inshallah. We'll save it now. Because time is upon us. We had started a little bit late tonight. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question, now, if there's any question. Because some of this is very technical. Okay, I understand that. I know it's technical, but inshallah, if you record, or you get the recording from somebody, or I'll get it from Abdulaziz, the CD, for a small donation to the masjid, you can review it, and inshallah, it will become clear to you now.
You had mentioned last week that it's a dua that you want us to remember.
Now.
And that's on the tape from last week? The
dua that I want you to remember?
Ya
Muqallib al-Qulub. Yes. It should be on the recording, and it also I sent a note to the class with that supplication.
See, I don't speak the language.
No problem. It's on the recording. If not, after the class, inshallah, you can record it. No problem. You have your recorder there. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Naam. Anybody else have a question? Naam, Abdul Malik.
I remember reading like years ago, right, that like how you speak about Allah's zat, right?
Naam.
I read something that like confused me, because it said Allah is the corporeal, nor the incorporeal. What is it? It said only him alone knows.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Nor is he physical, nor is he a spook.
I don't know what that means, Akhi. I don't know. You got to go back and see where you read that at. Anyway, one of the things that we will learn from the study of this topic is that we describe Allah with that which He describes Himself with. And usually Allah didn't negate from Himself except in some general terms. The negation from Allah, yani the names of Allah, the sifat of Allah, are thubutiyya and salbiyya. Thubutiyya means that which He confirmed for Himself, and salbiyya that which He negates from Himself. Usually Allah is confirming His characteristics, not negating. But when there is negation, it's general. And that negation requires that it must indicate perfection, the opposite of it. But as far as Allah is not a thing, He's not a tree, He's not a rock, He's not a stone, that's not from the way of the people of Sunnah. That didn't come like that in the Quran, nor in the Sunnah, nor from the scholars of the people of Sunnah. That kind of kalam sounds like something from the people who are not from the people of Sunnah. Allah is not this, He's not that, He's not mechanical, He's not something, whatever. We don't know anything about that. We know what Allah is, and as far as negation, Allah gave us a few negations in the Quran and Sunnah that we know, that are well known to us. As far as all of that, I don't know about that. We have to try to find it in Arabic and see what are they really saying. Maybe it might make some sense, but I doubt it, and Allah knows best. I think this is a question from the sisters. Can you repeat the difference between the two names of Allah, Al-Bari, Al-Khaliq? Allah knows best, but as Shaykh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'adi, in his explanation of the names of Allah, in his tafsir al-Quran, he gives an explanation of Al-Khaliq and Al-Bari and Al-Musawwir, that Al-Khaliq is the one who decides, who determines the range, the scope of whatever he's going to create. And Al-Bari is the one who actually, Yunshi, who brings it into existence. And Musawwir is the one who puts those things together in their shapes or their forms. And Allah knows best. Naam, Rashid. Are there some names that can be applied to human beings that are from the names of Allah? Yes. There are some, and some may not be. But some are for sure. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rahim. Rahiman, naam. And that's, Ar-Rahim is the name of Allah. But those names that can be applied to the human beings are applied in a limited sense, and that's why you don't say Ar-Rahim. You don't say Al-Halim, Al-Hakim. Because that means that's the absolute perfect meaning of it, that belongs to Allah alone. As far as in the limited sense, naam, a person can be described as Hakim, or Halim, or Alim, naam. But there are some names that belong to Allah alone, right? That cannot be applied even in a limited sense to the human beings. Allah knows best. And last questions. I thought somebody had their hand here. If not, naam.
We are saying about four different types, right?
Four different divisions, we said here.
Right.
Naam.
All go back to the
all of them are part of Tadamman. Oh yeah, they are, yes.
Now, where Rabb, Ya Rabb.
Naam. Ar-Rabb is one of the names of Allah. Okay? Right. And if we look at the name Ar-Rabb, we will see that as far as the types of indications, it is there, right? Ar-Rabb, it points to Allah's divine being. Allah's that, right? When you say Ar-Rabb, you know it's talking about Allah.
Right.
And within it, there's a characteristic of what? Rububiyyah. That He is the one who nourishes and sustains and causes to grow, you know, the things that He created, right? And also, we can see by iltizam that there are other characteristics that have to be included, that have to be attributed to Allah if His name is Ar-Rabb. And what that means, that it means there has to be other things like what? If He's the Rabb, in order for Him to nourish and sustain them, He has to first bring them into existence. He created them. And then he nourishes them. And then he also, it also contains the meaning of what? He gives life. He's the one who controls life and death. And he's the one who supervises the affairs of the universe. And all these are meanings that are also by necessity understood from the name Ar-Rabb. So it, how does it fit in? It's applicable to that name like every other name. Now, it's applicable. But in this case, we can look at it from different angles. Okay, this is just one of the angles to look at it from Tadamman, that there are four different divisions of Tadamman. Now, no, Allah is by itself. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.